detached, and then you put it back into the ground. So the Ebediyev, the Shechit was kosher. So if his last case is where the Tzur was always grown, where the Tzur was always attached to the mountain, or where there is Allah, the corners, all the Melov, there was always attached, it was never detached, and Echnami, then according to Rebbe, it's possibly the Midiraisa. Because there's a proof, there's a chilek between Mikoroi, or if later you changed it. That's the status to Rebbe. When does Rebbe say it's possibly the Midiraisa? That's if it's Mechubim Mikroi. I mean, this reed was growing, it was never detached yet, or this stone was attached to the mountain, it was never detached. That our Mishnah says, B'dievet is kosher, that's where a stone was once taken out, and then you put it back into the ground. Or a reed that was pulled out, and then you put it back in again, there, B'dievet, still it's kosher. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.
You're holding up Tezayin and Aleph. If the last Gemara again was trying to answer Rebbe Shita, the Rebbe said, if you make a Shita with Mechub Lekake, it was Psula. Aye, these brises mashma that it's kosher b'dievid. She says, the chilek, if it's Mechub Lekake mikaroi, or else if it's Tolish, or the Seif Chibroi. It was once detached, and then later was put back into the ground again, so then b'dievid is kosher. The last Gemara Kashin Adodi, Elamar says, Lashma Amina, Shani ben Mechuba Miikroi, Letolish Lub Saif Ulub Saif Chibroi. That if it's still attached from the beginning, that's the way it was grown, and Echnami, then the Shechizatak is Psula. But if it was once detached, and then they put it back into the ground again, then Rebbe agrees, B'dieva, the Shechit was kosher. Yeshma Amina. Now, what we just said before, HaShechit B'muchni, Shechit Osek Shera. If you make a shechita with the muchni, with the grinder, with the mill, it's kshera. For the Gemara of Tanya, you will learn shechita psula. Not like that, learn the shechita psula. You can't make a shechita with the grinder, with the mill. Mashmidir has a sharp stone, and that cuts, and that made a shechita. So one place the mashmid is kosher, it's mashmid psula. It's more so like kasha. Ho besarno de pachra, ho besarno de maya. One works with water, and one works, so right, as a man has to push it. So Rashi says, the sign of the pachra means galgal shal yotrim, that's a grinder, that the yotrim sacheris, people that form earthly kalim, use this type of a grinder. Veishle muchni shemagalgalim boi kishachoytchin esakli. They want to cut the kli to have like a mill that the head of what is, a person has to move it. So since a person moves it, it's called like koyach adam. And therefore, it's a kosher shechita. Like the man is moving the mill, and the mill is a sharp stone or a sharp knife, and that makes the shechita kshera. And yet, if we say it's psula, means that the mill is the grinder is moving because of the maya water. Rashi says then shechitos psula shehamaya megalgalos. It's the water that the flow of the water that makes it turn. And therefore, the ain shechita zu mikoyach adam. It's not called mikoyach adam. It's called the water. Well, the Nama come have a Gemara later, they hold Noful of Ishokta Shchitosa Psula. If a sakin fell down by itself and made a Shchit, it's Psula. So the Pesuk says, V'zovachta v'yachalta, mizmatata zoveyach ha-toichol. It has to be a Maisa Zvicha. See, it's not called a Maisa Zvicha, it's not called Koyach Odom, it's the Koyach of the Mayim, therefore the Shchit is Psula. Yeah. Smora says, if you boy some little territories like this, Ho v'ho b'sanu d'maya, could be both just talking about they're both a grinder, a mill that works through water. The question is, why is the kosher ice not koyach adam? The doubt could be even a kasha. Ho the koyach rishoin, ho the koyach sheni. Depends which water turns the mill. So Rashi says the koyach rishim is the first power of the water, the first flow of the water. Rashi means miyad kishenot hadaf hamakivus is mayim. You have a board there, stopping the flow of the water. And when you want the mill to turn, you open up, perk up that board, and then the flow of the water comes. See if the mill is right near this flow of water. So as soon as you pick up the dump, the board, that first flow of water, that's called Kavim Mikoy Chodim. And when that first flow moves the mill, that's still called Mikoy Chodim. But Koyach Sheini, Rashi says, the second power, that means V'acha Shagilgul Lehemayim. After the water started to flow and turned it already once or twice, Pam Rishonishniya, what happens later, that's called Koyach Sheni. That's not considered Koyach Adam anymore. That's considered only Koyach of the Mayim, and therefore Shechit is Psula. The Gemara says, Chihod Yom Rapalagwan from Lagor Papa. Chihod Yom Rapapa. The Papa says like this, Haiman de Kafte lechavre. If somebody tied down his friend, the Ashkar Olay bit Kudamaya, and he opened up like a flow of water. Again, there was a big door closing the water, and the guy now opened up the door, the board, and the water came on him, Omis, and the water like killed him. So Locher is Chayiv. The one that did this, the one that opened up the flow of the water, he's Chayiv, considered like a Meister Rig, is called that you killed the person. So it says, my time, what's the reason? Gira Dideyo, it's like your arrow, it's like your knife. Your knife here is a flow of water. Therefore, you Chayiv. Who the honey bay? It's like your giri, your arrows that are killing him. But it says clearly, Rav Papa, the honey merely wonder why I say this, because Rishon, only with the first flow of the water that comes out. So Rashi says that means Shekoshro, you tied up this person, Somach Lasfasamayim, right near the flow of the water. So therefore, as soon as you drill a hole there and you let the water come flowing out, it hits him right away. It goes straight into his mouth, Rashi says. That's called Kayach Risha, and that's called Kayach Hodom Yechayv Misa. But the Kayach Sheni, Grama Biyamu. But Rashi says, if you tie the person up a little bit far away from the water, and then the water goes and kills him, that's called like a Kayach Sheni, that's like a Grama. It's not called directly Kayach Hodom. For that, you put it from Misa. Here also, Vashkit also, you have to have a Kayach Hodom. So Kayach Rishin is called Kayach Hodom. Kayach Sheni, if it's far away, the second or third flow of the water, that's called like a grum, it's not called kaychadim, it's a postle shchita. Yeah. The other Gemara said, that's not all. Kaych sheni grumma biyamu, it's only grumma biyamu. Yosef Rav was sitting down, achurid Rabbi Chiyah, in back of Rabbi Chiyah. Rabbi Chiyah came with the Rebbe, and Rabbi Chiyah was sitting in front of Rebbe. The Yosef Rebbe was sitting down to come, he said over like this. Minayin, how do we know this klal? How does Rebbe know to say his klal? Minayin b'shchita shubatolish. That a shchita has to be something that's detached, not with something that's growing from the ground. How do you know this? Shinem Midasim the Pasuk says about Romavinu, Vayikeches Amachelus Lishchidas Benoi. He took the knife. So there was taken Yitzchak to bring like for making a shchita on his son Yitzchak. And it says he took a knife, and the knife was Tolish. So you see, a shchita has to be done with something that's detached from the ground already. So, O Malay Rav. Rabbi Chiya, the Rav said to Rabbi Chiya, my comma, like what is he saying? What's the right from this pasuk? Or Malay, he answered back to him, Vov dechsiv aufta comma. That Vov dechsiv aufta comma, Rashi says, it means like, Rashi says, my comma, Kash was, hey Chiya, how do you learn out the time from this pasuk? Or Malay, Vov dechsiv aufta comma, means klum, this is all part of the question, like klum tam, shein enoch and comma. That did he say a reason that's not good? What did he say wrong? It's a good pasuk. Like, what do you mean to ask? Vokro koma. He said a clear pasuk. Like vov dichsuv. To means is it just some vov on the board that has no meaning? And the rabba, Rebbe dashed the pasuk. So what's your question? What are you saying? My koma. He said very good. The pasuk says so. So what he meant to say? What he meant to say is like this. Kro. Zirusei Tiavrom Kamashmon. The pasuk doesn't mean to say you have to take a knife. The pasuk is only saying about Avram Avinu, his mailal, he was mezaris to do it. Rashi says Shechosh v'nizar Shemulayim Kutsur. Avram was afraid maybe there he won't find a stone, a sharp stone, or even another reed that's mechuber, because maybe really a mechuber is kosher l'shchita. Because Avram Avinu was afraid maybe he won't even find that, therefore he took a knife with him. But there's no proof you have to have a knife, maybe even without a knife also it's kosher. That's why he has to kashen Rebbe, what's the right from this pasuk? Akol Ponim, Rebbe holds, that's halacha. To make a shchita with something that's mamash mechub lekakam yikroi, the shchita is psula. Another one says, Omer Rav says, pshita li, to me it's simple, that tolish, if you already detached a thing, a piece of wood, you made a beam out of it, olipsayv chibroi, and then this piece of beam, like you build a house with it, you are mechaber to karka again, like a house. So what's the halacha? So Rav has said, linyan avodas kichovin heavy tolish. They get to the east of avodah zorah. If you worship something, so it becomes also b'hanor. But if you worship a mountain, or a tree, it doesn't become Asa Banor. Mechubra is not Asa Banor. So what's going to be if you worship a house? It will become Asa Banor. Since the house, the wood was detached and then attached again, it's considered katolish, like it's detached. The Yom Markos, we learned that Hamishtachav Elabayis Shaloi, if somebody bows down and worships his own house, it has to be his own, because somebody else is the Kenas Adobash and Shaloi. If the house belongs to you and you bow down to it, Osro becomes Osro Bano. Now, we saw what I didn't think. Having Mechubar, that since the house now, after you chop down the wood, you again attach it to the ground. It's considered like it's Mechubar Lekakom. And so the Pasuk says in the Vorim, Elohehem Alehorim, that the gods that they worship on top of the mountains become Osro Bano. And the Diyak is, V'lo Yehorim Elohehem. But if they worship the high of the mountain itself, the mountain does not become Osro. So here, why does the bias become Osro? So it must be that Tolish, or if Saif Chibru, is Katolish Linyan Avodah Zarah. Now, what's going to be Linyan Hechshir's Royim? What's going to be the loch about Hechshir's Royim? Hechshir's Royim, that's a loch when water comes down on Paris, and you're happy with the water, so that's Mash the Paris Lakabatumah. So there's a Chiddush, when the water comes down, not only if you're happy when the water's on the Paris, let's say when the rainwater came down, you put a kli there that you wanted the rainwater to wash off the kli. So you're happy with the use of that water. Once you're happy with the use of that water once, when that water now goes on Paris, it's machshir the Kabbal Tumah. Even though later, you're not happy with the water being on the Paris. But as long as at the beginning you're happy with it, it's hukshir. So, if you're happy with something that's mechub lekaker, it's not hukshir. But something that's detached, it is hukshir. So what's going to be that something like, again, a bean that was detached, and then you build a wall with it? So when I said that's tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoi. This now learn like this, Mishnah Machshirim, that ha'koy fekar ala koysel. If you turn over a plate on a wall, b'shvil shatudach, that you want the plate to be washed off. It's raining, there's rainwater coming down. So you turn it over that the rainwater should wash off the plate. So raise the b'chayutam. Since you're happy with the water to go on the plate, and the plate is tolish, so it's called hukshar. Now if that water falls in any paris, it's hukshar lekabel tumah. What's going to be v'shvil shel yuka hakoysel? The reason why you put the plate there to stop the rainwater to hit the wall is not because you want to wash the plate, but only because you don't want the wall to get wet. So then the pshat is you're not happy with the water at all. If it was up to you, you wouldn't want the water at all. If ain't a b'chayutan. When that water later falls down on Paris, if you're not happy with it on the Paris, it's not Hukshar Lekabel Tumah. So Moses says, Agufakash, I'm steering the din itself. Or Marta, first you tell me, Bishvil Shetudach Hareza B'chayutan. So what if you're doing it so that the water should wash off the plate? That's good. Mashmaha Bishvil Shetudach HaKaisel. But if the only purpose was the rainwater should come down and wash off your wall, then Mashmaha B'chayutan. That's not called B'chayutan. Why not? Because mashma wool is called kemechuber, it's like attached. Even though it's made from beam that was first detached, but since at the end you attached it, mashma is called kemechuber, so therefore it's not b'chayutan. For all the turn, then you learn the say for the what? B'shvur shla yuka koysel. Only when is it not hukshar? If you put the plate there just so the water should not get the wool dirty or wet. That's ain't a b'chayutan. Mashma dahor b'shvur shyudicha koysel. But if you'd be happy the water should come down to wet to wash the wall, then it would be called b'chayutan. Hareza b'chayutan. It's called b'chayutan. It's called tastira. If you're happy with water going on a wall, is that considered mechubar? So therefore it would be called b'chayutan. Or is it not called k'mechubar? So Amr Lazar, Lazar says in Echnami, that Tavra, you have to enter it by saying, Misha Shonazu, La Shonazu. Whoever learned this and not learned that, you take a true, it's not tastira. So he has no answer. He has to say it's tastira. Because he holds right to the wall, even though it's tolish, or the Saif Chibru, it's called Kumachubadami. And therefore, Hechshir should not help, so it's a good stira. But Rapapa says, no, I'll tell you Kula Chad Tana, it's all one Tana. And it's like this, Ha Bekaisa Mora. If the wall is a cave, meaning to say it was always Mechubar and Echanami, then it's not Huchshir Kabatuma. That's not called Bechayutan, because that's really Mechubar the whole time. But ha the koysel binyan. But if the wall was in the house that you built it, so then the pshat is this wood was first detached, was first tolish, and then you build it up. That's still called katolish dami. Therefore, we say it's considered b'chayutan. So you see, it's a machlokes tanoim of chibru of soif tolish, tolish or soif chibru is a cloak of mechubru or not. Lochikom, according to Rav Pop, it is what it means to say. Hakoif korola koisel bishvil shetuda harei ze bechayutan. That's poshut. If you want the water to come and wash off the plate, that's really bechayutan. Ha bishvil shayuda because of your purpose only, it should wash off the wall. Ain ze bechayutan. That's not called bechayutan water because the wall is called mechubru lekarka. So the heksha doesn't help. Yidas for something that's mechubru doesn't help. The dasha from silkum like that. But again, the medrash of Mamur Ram was it said the koisel mor only a real wall of a cave that was always mechubar. Avo v'koisel binyan. But let's say you have beams that you first were tolish, you detached it, and then you build it in again. Then b'shvil shlo yilka ha'koisel hu dayna b'chayitan. Only if you're putting the kli there in order that the wall should not get wet, then the pshat is you do not want this water at all, then it's not called b'chayitan. But ha b'shvil shlo yilka ha'koisel, but if you would want the water to come down to wash off the wall, so you're happy that the water goes on the wall, then hareza b'chayutan, yes, that would be called b'chayutan. Because since the wall was first tolish, even though now it's chibru, it's called katolish dom, it's like a kli. Therefore, yadas to use it for a kli is hukshrit. That water is called b'chayutan, and whenever that water now falls on part of peiris or food, it will be hukshrit kabatum. So kitzah b'yachshir kelim etzamach wakastanoyim. So that's pashut terovah. But now, boy, Rav asked a question like this. What's going to be Tolish or Lusayf Chibru Linyan Shchita Mai?